station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. WGBB 1240 on your dial. Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for
the oldest host on WGBB. And it's listen up. Jesus is on the air.
Jesus flows as a gentle breeze.
And of course he means himself and me.
I'm John Palmer, and the other old guy is Tony Schiffer.
And we are old.
And we got young people here with us. And poor Trevor's sitting in the control room saying, those guys are nuts. Those guys are totally nuts.
Sorry, Trevor.
And that's Al Barbarino. And he's singing our theme song. Isn't that a lovely song? Don't you enjoy that song?
I love it. And say a prayer. They'll be on our show next week, Dr.
I know. So that's going to be fun to hear him again. You know, I saw him up in the Catskills.
I know, he told me.
And I apologize for talking over his music, which I never do. And he said it's all right, he doesn't listen.
Thanks, Al.
When the task seems way beyond us and our heart is filled with fear.
We should mention the song was written by Paul Vall, especially for the show. That's our official theme song.
Jesus, watch your worries disappear.
Are you watching your worries? There they go. Out the window. Goodbye, worries. Jesus is in charge.
Put them all in the lap of Jesus.
We want to find our way. Let's remember that he loves us. And let's thank
all right, Trevor, that's enough. We've had enough. I mean, Al, thank you, Al. We have a very, very, very kind of special show today. It's all on Pope John Paul II. And we have two lovely people here from Rhea Music Ministry. And they went to Rome for the beatification. And we're going to hear that whole story. And then we have as our blessed of the day, not saint yet, mm-hmm. Pope John Paul II.
Yes.
And then we're going to hear about Rhea Music and their ministry, and then we're going to pray to Pope John Paul II for healing. That's our show. You can't get any more Catholic than talking about a pope. Can you? Can you? Ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves for Gloria and Maria.
Yes, we're Rhea Music Ministry, Maria.
And Gloria. And everybody said, where'd you get Rhea from? So it's last three letters of Maria and Gloria is Rhea Music Ministry.
Number one question we're asked, how'd you get that name?
But you have been in ministry for 30 years.
Plus.
And you've been writing inspired music, all original songs. You have your whole collection right here on the table. Would you open with a little song for us?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, because our ministry, number one, we're under the mantle of Blessed Mother. And wherever she sends us, we say yes. And so whatever song she wants, we say yes. They're not ours. They are Our Lady's Ave Maria Stella.
And this is a song we did at the Beatification. And we'll tell you how it came about that we sang this song. But let's sing it first.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Tony had a heart attack because I had to run out of the office here.
I thought we lost him.
To get a battery.
I thought it was something I said.
I love your songs. I love all your songs. Remember when we did the retreat at Kellenberg and you guys were there for the whole weekend?
Yes, it was wonderful.
You must be sick and tired of me and my sense of humor, but I'm not tired of your music.
No, not at all. We need humor. Yes. Our faith should be joyful. That's right. Joy. We should be. When you live with Jesus and his mother and the saints and the angels, how can you not be but happy, even in sorrow?
That's right.
Yes. You know,
that's
even right. In sorrow.
And that's really important, too, because in desolation, you always get consolation.
Amen.
Again and again and again. And I know you have one other song that we could do before you get into your story about the beatification.
Yes.
And I think you're going to do Come to My Heart.
Yes.
And it comes from Jeremiah?
Yes. As we walked into the studio, there was a book bag opened to Jeremiah, and these words that we will sing, we got the words and inspired by this, and this is what happened.
I like to call it my carry case.
It's wonderful. Oh, a carry case. Okay.
It was given to me by my wife, Joan.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's called Come to My Heart. And the verse in Jeremiah is, can you see it over there?
Oh, I have, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future full of hope. And that's exactly what will be in the chorus.
Yes.
Come to my heart.
Song Jesus is saying, come to my heart. So open your hearts, close your eyes wherever you are, take some time, go to his heart.
Come to my heart, I created you. You what you need. I have plans for you, for a future full of peace, of hope and peace. Come to my heart, the heart of your Father. Come to my heart. And now this is our prayer. Heart of my Father, you give hope, hope to my soul. Transform my heart to listen and obey the word of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Reveal to me the strength of Mary at the foot of the cross. Send me your Holy Spirit, the fire of your love. My heart knows you. I know what you need. I have plans for you, for a future full of peace, of hope and peace. Come to my heart, the heart of your Father. Come to my heart, heart of your Father. Come to my heart, heart of your Father. Come to my heart.
How lovely.
Beautiful.
How were you inspired to write that song?
I had the same question.
Oh.
I was going to ask
Tony, how were you inspired?
Oh, I was gonna
Well, we were gifted with Noreen and Joe Von Swell from Rosa Mystica Foundation of America. Hi, Colleen. I know you're listening, so you said, say hi to me. So here you are. Hi.
Wave.
Yes,
maybe they're looking.
Yeah, maybe they're looking. They allowed us to go to their home in Montauk and to take a few days where we would bring our ministry, and then we would take a couple extra days where we would write music. And we wrote 5 songs that weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
And this was one of them.
And we went to Scripture, like right. We see in your bag. And we went to Jeremiah. And I said, well, Lord, I don't know how you want this, but this is your time, these are your words, and we're your instruments. So.
And it certainly is the theme of the life of Pope John Paul II.
It certainly is.
Coming to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yes.
Do you know that in the book for the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, there's a foreword by John Paul II saying that particular prayer written by St. Louis de Montfort, changed his life.
Mm-hmm. Changed our lives, too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We have
changed
our
consecration every year. Every year we go.
Tell us about your trip over to Rome for the beatification, how it came about.
Absolutely.
And, Tony, don't you interrupt me.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Well, first thing we want to say about this with the heart, because when we got off the plane and we were in Rome, there were banners all in the airport. And it said, come to my heart. And what did he say?
He says, I have searched for you, and now you have come to me.
I have searched for you, and now you come to me. We just stood there for a while. We went, wow. Because we have a history with
Pope
the blessed
John.
Pope.
Yep.
We met him personally 4 times. He received most of all our music, and he gave all of us a very special blessing.
Yeah.
And he was very special to us. So we knew whatever happened, he wants us there at this beatification. So off we went.
Well, you know, this is the funny thing. Because we were asked to go with the 101 Foundation. Dr. Rosalie Turton is the director. And they do pilgrimages. She asked us last September, a year ago.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, I don't know when the beatification is, but I'm going to bet that it's going to be Divine Mercy Weekend.
She said, and girls, pray. We'll pray, and I think, I'm pretty sure this is the direction we're going to go. Because she asked us to, when we go, to do all our music, whatever you want. So she knew that this was going to be a special time, and so do we.
So she made the arrangements,
yep.
And we were all booked. The trip was booked before the announcement of the beatification.
Wow.
And
wow.
We were already there. The plane
and you
was
were
there.
Meant to be there.
Wow. Yes, wow. No
you
question.
Were absolutely meant to be there.
Yes.
And you were
amazing.
Blessed by meeting amazing. Pope John Paul II so many times.
Yes. Well, when we the next half we'll talk a little bit more about our ministry, but it started way back in the 90s when he was Pope.
Yes.
But let's go to the beatification.
Yes. Let's stay. Yeah, because we have
we
so
were there
many
with 3 million people. It was wonderful, but it was scary sometimes.
Yes.
Crowded.
Yeah, crowded. Very crowded.
First of all, no buses were allowed into the Vatican area, so all the buses had to drop people off at train stations, and you had to take the train into near the Vatican.
So thank God of our experience, because we've been to the city, and I lived in the city, we know trains. Most of the people didn't know how to take a train, didn't know where to go. So we were the leaders there. And this way, here we go. We're going to get this train and get off here.
I would have been definitely lost.
Oh, mostly. God is good. He uses everything.
With the priest that we had, Father Bing, if some of you may have seen him on EWTN, he's Filipino. Mm-hmm. He was our priest. He has his own order of the Two Hearts, the Alliance of the Two Hearts. And he had with him two seminarians and a deacon.
So what we did was we knew there would be so many people. It's dark already. We're leaving. What time in the morning?
Oh, we left. We were at Vatican around the area off the train at 4 a.m.
So it's dark. So we had one seminarian have a light in the front, then the group, and then someone in the back with a walkie-talkie. Now you have to remember, we went to see John Paul II in Denver, so we know of crowds. And the Lord again used who we are to get together, to get all these people where we're supposed to be.
And there were a couple of Girl Scouts on our trip. What I mean by that is they had the walkie-talkies. They were ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody working together on the trip.
That's great.
Because we had people who couldn't walk very well on and everything. Mm-hmm, people, you know.
So much so is after we got the train, and we got as close as we could before started walking.
Yeah.
And it was already arm to arm, very tight. And we turned around, and we saw at least four people. And I went like this, and they said, you're right. I have to go back. I can't do this. And they knew it. They knew that they would be sick. Because if you fell, you're not going to fall. That's how crowded it is.
Arm to arm.
Oh, wow.
And if an ambulance comes in, they did. People were. It was very interesting. Prayerful, very prayerful.
Because at 4 a.m., we got to, as we walked down the streets, and here we're thinking they're making it, you know, security reasons, making everybody come up the main aisle, main street to the Vatican. When we got there, we were still three blocks away, and that was it. That's how many people were already there with banners. And
that's how close you got? Three blocks away?
Three blocks away.
Yeah.
That's as far as we got, at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Because after hours of being there and seeing people get sick and praying, and we just started praying our rosary, and the song that we sang in the beginning, the Ave Maria Stella, that is in the Pieta book, and the promises are, if you sing this together as a group,
Our Lady will
be in your presence and protect you. And the whole group was singing. Other people that we didn't even know came over. They were singing. And it was just so
Italians
beautiful.
Love Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
We certainly do.
Yeah. So it was really.
And they sang.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. But it was also very, like I said, scary. When an ambulance came through, well, you can't move anyway.
And everybody has to push to let the ambulance through. Guess what happened? The vacuum behind the ambulance? More
like
people
dominoes.
Are pushing you through.
And then people are falling down and people going up. It was
You get to know people better than you'd like to.
Yes.
But
yes.
We prayed the rosary. There were rosaries
wonderful.
Prayed in many languages. You got to remember, the Mass did not start until 10 o'clock. And we had 6 hours. We didn't have a clue where the bathrooms were.
No bathrooms. No,
you know,
no, nothing in sight. Nothing in sight.
And you stood up all that while. You
all
didn't
the
sit
time.
Like that.
All the time. And if you had like a health board or something, you couldn't even get to it.
Really?
Get to my bed. I mean, it was really. Father Bing, He just kept holding up the rosary so we would continue to pray.
Yes, he was always with us in the front, Father Bing, and it was wonderful. He kept praying.
You know, that just goes to show the impact that Pope John Paul II had on people's lives.
Oh, and the languages.
And how loved he was.
Yes. Oh, he was. That's as scary as it was, as wonderful it was. Because you didn't only see the people with their banners from their countries. You saw priests and seminarians,
sisters,
young people, older ones.
A lot of young sisters.
A lot of Indian sisters from Kerala. Yeah. You know, you start to talk to people and you say, where are you from? Where are you from?
Yeah.
People were from Lebanon next to us, from all over the world. Of course, there was a great Polish contingent.
I wonder why.
I would imagine so.
I got to tell you, now I stand at 5'4" and Gloria's 5'9", and we felt like we were small compared to some of the big strapping young men.
Really?
A lot of men there.
Yeah.
But I must say, the sound system they had set up was wonderful. You could hear everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
The music, the mass.
Yes. Yeah. We couldn't see anything. We were out of range out of the TV monitors even. But we could hear everything. At 8:30, the music comes to a great crescendo to start, and it was like everyone started to cry. It's like
everybody was
we're here,
we've made it, and it was beautiful, beautiful and prayerful.
I bet you felt the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So much so, though, with direction, Father Bing turns around and says to Maria and myself,
because we're in the middle of the crowd,
we're in the middle, and I said, yes, Father. He said, people are going to start moving. It's going to be like a stampede. And I went, yes, Father. I said, we're going to start. We saw a big statue of St. Michael.
Going to Castle St. Angelo across the river, which was not far away. I mean, it's like a half a block. We were right near the river. But we said, let's get out of the middle,
at least get at something on your back, you know, to lean against us. Because
it was that
people
tight.
Were getting tired at this time and had to go to the bathroom, and people were getting sick. There were people getting sick.
And then,
That's a true pilgrimage.
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
It?
Yeah.
And people getting grumpy.
And people getting grumpy.
Well, you weren't there, Palmer.
I know.
But if he was there, he'd be so grumpy. Oh my God!
Right, but there was, and at one point, a couple of other people were talking a little bit loud and shouting at each other. And here, one of our ministry, Betty Creamer, who's only 5'2", she looked up and says, I'm going to die right here.
She really did, because they had backpacks, big men, and she's short. I'm holding her arm, because we're arm in arm with everybody so we don't lose anyone. All of a sudden, her arm got loose. And she goes, Gloria!
We were concerned because most of these people did not know how to get back to our pickup point.
To the train.
They had no idea where it was.
Yeah.
So what we did, thank God so many people work with us and work together. We had a walkie-talkie. We could see the seminarians with the lights and all that.
Yeah.
And they were tall too.
Yeah.
Brother Jerome was tall and
We started edging over and told
people where we're going to meet.
Yeah.
Took us about
Look
45 minutes.
We'll be there.
We'll be around there.
We'll wait for you.
You know what I'm getting from you talking of the excitement of being there.
Oh,
the power of being there.
Yes. It was. Mm. We lost some people, but the people, you know, we walked them back, right? And it was exciting, and we were thinking and working together, praying.
Mm-hmm.
We got to a spot where we could actually, some of the people could sit down.
Yes.
And Father Bing started having confessions.
Oh.
Right there, on Divine Mercy Sunday, right there.
Wow.
Yes, it was wonderful, you know, and he wasn't the only priest, though.
Mm.
Right by the castle, there must have been at least 20 priests lined up, just like Medjugorje, lined up hearing people's confessions for the indulgence of Divine Mercy Sunday.
Maria and I both said, boy, when we come back, when he becomes a saint, because I know that will be, he needs one more miracle. Is that
well, we're going to get that miracle today.
Yes,
we're going to pray for that.
When we go back, we're going to know where to go.
Yes, we're going to know where to camp out the night before.
If you know where to go, maybe I'll come with you.
Yes,
we'll be singing all the way and praying.
It was.
We don't stop praying. We didn't stop singing. Not one bit did we stop.
Right.
We can't.
Right.
We had to keep going.
But it was. And it was... You know, and as you listen to the many languages that were spoken during the Mass, because we could hear everything, it was like you're sitting with priests and nuns on one side, regular people on the other side.
And all people who love John Paul II.
It was like, look at all the people. You know, and you see the helicopters coming over. I said, I can't imagine what that looks like from a view up there. Yeah. You know?
People were watching TV. They said, oh, we saw you. Two of you dressed alike, right?
I want to ask you questions about that
later.
Yes,
we will.
But the universality of the church and how it's all over the world. Yeah. We had a priest that I interviewed up in the Catskills. He said there are 500,000 priests in our church. I didn't have any idea of the numbers of priests in the church all over the world.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I don't want to stop your story, though.
Oh, no, no. Because it was just, and then the rest.
A lot of them were there, I'll tell you. A lot of the priests were there.
Yeah. And we went through the whole Mass. It was beautiful. We listened to the Pope's homily. Mm. People were sharing. People were crying. Mm. People were like, their hearts were touched.
Yeah.
They were so touched. And after everything, and the closing songs, which were so beautiful, you know, they had a full orchestra, and you can hear all this. It was just great, and a big choir. And then we had to find our way home, which we did. We found our way back to the correct train station.
We had most of the people with us.
But we had the people who really didn't know the area.
Right,
the people who took off, and we didn't already have been to Rome several times. They knew where they were going.
Right.
They knew the trains.
And we talked about that before. We said, if this happens, this is what we're going to do. Because you have to have, when you're with so many people.
A plan.
Yes, and we did.
You know, talking about plans, I always think of a radio show that we're running at the same time. Could you put on some quiet music in the background? Because Tony is going to talk a little bit about Pope John Paul II.
And we decided on talking about Pope John Paul II yesterday at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was a last-minute decision.
Because we work for 10 hours preparing the show, right, Tony?
Yes. So.
Yes, yes.
Let me open up with the words.
What song I think we're going to play is a song that we sang for him in person.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
But go ahead.
Can you lower it a little?
Song.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Let me open up with the words. I'm talking about Pope John Paul II and doing some quick research on him. But I was so inspired to open up with the words, Santo Stupido. Mm. And those were the words that were echoed when our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, appeared as the new Pope, and he certainly heard those words, and I'm sure it inspired him, because he was inspired to see that Pope John Paul II was special. And you know what? I think we were all blessed to live in the lifetime of John Paul II, and to be able to say, we maybe not have not met him, but we knew of him. We watched him. We watched him develop. And it was dawned on me that Matthew 13, I think it was, where it says, I'm sending you as a sheep into a pack of wolves. And that's the way John Paul II took his pontificate. And yes, tomorrow's readings, by the way, and this is so because it happens all the time that the saints that we pick are related somehow to this next day's readings. And tomorrow's readings is about government and about what is the relationship between God and the government. And so I found that in the Old Testament, God did give tell about his relationship, what he wants from government. He wants government to take care of the people. He wants the people to be happy. He wants family. Not too much is said in the new Bible with Jesus about government, but God certainly laid out his plans about government. And Pope John Paul II was credited for converting Poland when he went to visit Poland.
Right.
And they converted from communism to capitalism and did away with communism. And also, he was credited in a large respect to converting Russia, because he prayed constantly to the Blessed Mother, prayed, told us to pray the rosary for the conversion of Russia. And he stood firm to see to it that communism would be defeated.
Yes.
So there's a relationship between tomorrow's readings, John Paul II.
Yes.
But on April the 2nd, 2005, at 9:37 p.m., Blessed John Paul II died. And when he died, he said these famous words that I'll always remember on his dying bed. It's not printed in any of the research, but I do remember. He says, "I am happy, and you should be happy too." And those words stung with me as they were reported. And so when he died, we were inspired. I mean, we lost our shepherd. We lost our friend. And so on Sunday, and those words, by the way, Santos Sepedo, echoed throughout Rome. And so with you, I pray for the gift of beatification. So that's what Pope Benedict said, that he prayed. He loved John Paul, and he prayed for his beatification. And so then on Sunday, January 16th, Pope Benedict the 16th, after praying the Angelus, announced that on May 1st, he has the joy of proclaiming John Paul II as beatified. And that was his prayer.
Yes.
And so on May the 1st, which was the second Sunday after Easter, and you were there, he was beatified.
Wow. Yes.
And through the joy of so many.
Amen.
Amen. And he only has, and I'm sure it's there already, one more miracle to reach sainthood.
Yes.
And we're going to get that today.
Yes. Yeah. And also,
there's, we've got to document it, though.
Yes. And there's things that people don't know about Pope John Paul II. He was a healer. Yeah. I think that Palmer, you'll attest to the fact that he made many healings, and he prayed over many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so special.
Yes. Yeah.
And he had such a rough life. He was born in 1920. His mother died in 1929. Mm-hmm. His father died several years later. His older brother, who was a doctor, died. And he was left alone. And he was a victim of the German invasion of Poland. And he had to hide in his uncle's basement to escape the Germans, and he had a rough life, but he stuck to his faith, and he went to the seminary, and he became a priest, and he just grew from there.
Amen.
And then there's, I mean, whatever you say about John Paul II, he was infinitely in love with the Blessed Mother. He made that his motto for his leadership.
Totus tuus.
Right.
Totally yours.
Totally yours.
Yeah.
And he was truly, truly, truly in love with Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Rhea, I'd love for you to sing the song that you played in the background.
But wait, I'm not done yet.
Yes, you are.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Because that's his boy.
Well, this is what we sang for him.
Yes.
But I don't know if you know, tomorrow on the 16th, that's one of his anniversaries when he was elected Pope.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes. Now, it's also the feast day of the Sacred Heart of St. Margaret Mary.
Okay.
And it's also Queen St. Hedwig of Poland.
Oh, boy.
And also a little-known feast of Our Lady, Mary's Purity.
Purity.
And those three women.
How coincidental is that?
That's
an
incident.
God incident.
I'm going to ask you to sing the song, because...
Totus Tuus.
Oh, this Angel of God.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because this is the song that we sang for... the Holy Father. The feast day was the 2nd of this month.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God
Thank you so much. You know, I used to say that prayer as a little child. And my mother had it hung up on the wall, and we would see as you go up the stairs, it was right there at the base of the stairs.
Beautiful.
Could you talk a little? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to close my little.
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
Of course, you interrupted me.
but I just wanted to point out.
But it's, I'm always so happy when you interrupt me, Dr. Palmer.
Well, let's move on with the show.
I just wanted to close in mentioning another important point that in the last 10 centuries, of the church history, no pope has ever beatified his predecessor.
Wow.
No pope ever. But Pope Benedict was so in love with Pope John II that he made it his life's ambition to beatify John as a saint. And he said, I am looking forward to the day where he will be lifted to sainthood, and we will be asking for his intercessions.
Yes, we will.
So we can ask for Pope John Paul II's
intercessions
now.
I would love to, thank you, Tony, but I would love to hear about your ministry before we run out of time.
You're welcome, John.
I'm the timekeeper, I'm sorry.
Well, starting back to this song right away, Angel of God, Dr. Palmer said he used to say this when he was a little boy. Little boy in school, Maria and I were teaching music in Holy Redeemer School. And we would incorporate Angel of God and the Memorare and St. Michael to their music instead of
other songs.
Other songs to teach them their prayers. A little boy comes up to us and said, Miss Maria, Miss Gloria, what's the matter? Will my angel protect me from Jason?
Who's Jason? And of course we said yes. And then we found out in the conversation that his brothers and sisters let him watch Friday the 13th, 1 to 2, 3, Freddy Krueger.
And he knew about that, but he didn't know about his angel. So we said, yes, your angel will protect you. And this little boy grew up, he knows his angel now. So much so with this, with our ministry, from there, when the audition came, for John Paul II, right?
Yeah.
Getting a tape together.
Yeah.
We said we have to put this song on because he loved children. One thing, blessed John Paul II, he loved children.
Yes.
So we put a little demo tape together. Here we are.
For World Youth Day, yes.
Right? So.
Yeah. Because actually when our ministry started, we were already singing in church with Charismatic Prayer Group in the late 70s, right? Early 80s, we started singing one mass at Holy Redeemer. We spent about 15 years at Holy Redeemer at church. And then,
in Freeport,
yes. In 1988, we went to Medjugorje, and we received a plan of what Our Lady wanted us to do.
Mm. And we went by ourselves.
Really? No pilgrimage.
To Medjugorje. We got off, and we said, Blessed Mother, what do you have us doing here?
We can't
read anything. They don't know what we're saying. We don't know the language.
We were taking the bus to Medjugorje then, and all we went to every single... It's like going to, in the city, when you go to all to find out where you're going to take the bus. All we could say was, Medjugorje? 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 And
no,
shaking heads, no. Finally said, Medjugorje!
And we got there.
We got there. And so funny, though, because it brought us to Mostar. At that time, don't forget, in the 80s, it was still a peaceful country. Muslim there in Mostar. That was the city. And then we had to take a kamikaze taxi driver over the mountain to Medjugorje. If you've been there, you know those mountains. Mm-hmm. There are two lanes still today. Mm-hmm. And we received a message while we were there, and we wrote a song, Rejoice, on top of Mount Pobreto, Apparition Hill, that we would go back and teach music in the Catholic school. And so that we could unify the music between the school, religious ed, and the music done in church. Because many times you had different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so when kids went to church, they didn't know.
They weren't part of it.
Right. And we saw this at Medjugorje when we went to benediction. And the closing song was, Holy God, we praise thy name.
Right.
We saw the German boys, we're talking teenagers, singing it in German. We saw them in French. We heard it in French. But the American children did not know that song. Mm-hmm. And so Our Lady showed us this. We came home. We had a new pastor in 1989 Father Matt Levy, who has since passed on, who had seen us. We also had worked in restaurants doing sing-alongs. So he had seen us. His favorites was, what was
he always asked? Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy,
come, which we used to do.
So we did that.
But we went back with a proposal for a full-time
That we wrote in Medjugorje.
And he accepted it on the spot.
Didn't even open it up. See, when a lady gives you direction, and even up to today, you just say yes, and she'll open the doors.
Literally.
She wants to be out there with her people, with her children. You have to say yes.
Yes.
And you could do it. You can.
Right, and we did. We did it for until 1996. Well, we went to World Youth Day. We mentioned that before.
Yes, with that
we took
song,
40.
Right?
Yeah. We took 40 young people. Pope John Paul got the tape, the audition tape. You were supposed to send it to the United States Committee. But one of the dads worked for TWA, and he always put the priests on the plane and upgraded. And one priest, Father Piero, said, give me the tape. I'll make sure the Pope gets it. You know, we're hearing this. We're going, really? You know, you have your doubts. And he says, I'll make sure. The Pope's personal secretary is my best friend. And he's Stasz. Monsignor Stanislaus, who is now Archbishop of Krakow, Poland. Mm. And he brought the tape over there.
See what I said? We say yes to our lady.
And
our lady opens doors. You just say yes, and she will.
And they chose us to sing.
Yes. Because most of the choirs that were selected, they really didn't perform live. They put a tape in, and they sang along with the tape, which was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Here we're coming. We're coming with instruments, trumpets, flutes, clarinets, guitars.
14 girls singing and 10 drums, instruments.
And we got up to for the sound. And the man said, you mean we have to work? And I went,
microphones.
They loved it. They were so happy. And we were the opening
the opening ceremonies. Yes. And it was, I got to tell you, it was funny because a couple of parents videotaped and we wrote one of our songs, Alleluia, Praise the Lord, which is an upbeat song. But we had one verse translated into German and one verse translated into Spanish.
German stand up.
Yeah.
And Spanish
really?
Stand up.
Yeah, it was real.
And then in back of us,
with
Polish
with the flag. And we were singing. It was just so, we didn't know this at all. We had no idea until
we're just
we saw
singing, you know?
The videotapes from what the parents took.
Then we see the papa come in. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, there's a wonderful movie about him.
Yeah.
Pope John Paul II with John Voight.
Tells mm-hmm. his life
tells
story.
Wonderful movie. And our choir has a 2-second spot in there.
And we didn't know it. Because every now and then in the movie they have live footage.
And it was Denver.
Really?
It was Denver. And we
and
see
us?
The group and we see John Paul II, We Love You. Yeah.
That we had a banner. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
You know, we were
whoa is right.
When we saw the movie, we stopped it, paused it, and started jumping up and down screaming. Glorious husband.
Didn't know it.
Right, glorious
we
husband.
Didn't know it.
He was like, what's going on down there?
it was
so
great.
You sound like groupies.
I know.
John Paul II groupies.
Oh, yes, he was wonderful. Yeah.
But that's the first time we met him.
How did you get the inspiration for all these songs? I see that big binder filled with songs. Mm. How did they come?
Well, like with Angel of God from the little boy, you know.
Come to my heart, mm-hmm. The scripture passages, mm-hmm. you know, about come to my heart. Totus Tuus, we wrote a song, Totus Tuus, was really inspired by John Paul and St. Louis de Montfort.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And that we actually worked with Father Roy Tverdyk, who is now the shrine director out of Our Lady of the Island. In Eastport?
Oh, Father Roy.
Yeah. Roy. Sure. We work with him.
How do you say his last name?
Tverdyk.
Okay, Father Roy.
Yeah, Father Roy. We actually, you should get him on the show.
We will.
Because he has a wonderful story about Medjugorje.
Yes. Okay.
He could,
yes.
Yeah, wonderful. But he came over to Gloria's house, and we worked on the words to make them more Montfortian.
Montfort, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, but that's how we were inspired.
That was another. This every single song has a story. Every song,
and has been an inspiration. You inspired every song.
We have a book where people give us a word or give us a word, and we write it down. And we never know when we're going to write it. And then we come to a point where we know the Lord wants us to write. Like for instance, Bob Olson. You know Bob Olson.
Sure.
He came up to us during a retreat and says, "Maria, Gloria," and we did the song on the show the last time. God's going to turn it around.
Turn it around. Yeah. I love that song. Yeah. I love it.
And I remember you singing that song, all right?
And then he came up, he gave us another word. He gave words for three songs. Right. But the second song was, I have a word from you, from St. Faustina. When you think
she lives
apostle,
right next to
yeah, they're within 30 miles. 30 miles.
Did you know that?
30 miles, right?
Wow.
30 miles, St. Maximilian Kolbe. Blessed John Paul II and St. Faustina lived in the same area at the same time, within 30 miles of each other.
You know,
in
I
Poland.
Was considering doing Kobe.
Yeah, yes. He's wonderful.
That,
wonderful.
What a connection.
What a connection with John Paul. And where were we going to go with this again? Come back to me. I just was
How
thinking.
You inspired to write these songs?
Oh, yeah. Mm. He
gave us St. Faustina.
St. Faustina.
The word. I am making myself dependent on your trust.
Wow.
If your trust is great, my generosity will be unlimited.
Wow.
And that's what we said.
Wow.
How's that going to go into a song?
But it
only
did.
Only with the Lord.
And it went into
and
a
the
real
help of St. Faustina, of course, and John Paul II.
And the song became Jesus is Counting on You.
A
really upbeat, kind of song also like.
Which song would you like to sing just to close off this little segment about your ministry? Mm. How about that Totus?
Totus, sure.
I don't know if you can put it together in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're well prepared.
Well,
they are professionals.
People can't see what they have here. They have their binder in front of them, plus
and
the
they're
iPod.
They're dressed alike, and I want to find out about their costume.
Yes.
Oh, not a costume, they're dressing. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Because it's number two question.
Yes, and
I've always admired that, by the way.
We took our example from the Good Sisters.
Sure.
Ah.
And this was inspired by Pope John Paul II.
Pray for him to be with us.
Yeah. And St. Louis de Montfort, true devotion, totus tuus.
Which means totally yours.
And Lord, we just give this time to you with the Blessed Mother, the two hearts, totus tuus, we surrender.
Totus tuus, we surrender. Totus tuus, we surrender.
Surrender all.
We give you our hearts, our minds, and our souls, dear Lord.
And we do give nothing you our worries. But want to walk with you, Jesus. Yes. You are our King and you lead us. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching us with your words and this beautiful music today and the life of John Paul II. Wow. I don't know how you feel, listeners. But I'm kind of swamped with peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you could keep that going, we'd like to pray for healing. You may have to go back to the beginning and just pray because that's what we do. We have all of these wonderful petitions. And we have one person in particular, Tony, that we had to remember. Luke, the young boy.
Yes.
Who has cancer.
Yes.
And we're praying John Paul II. Luke has been filled with cancer. He's 10 or 11 years of age. We ask you to petition Jesus for that, Lord, for that healing.
Cure him, please. Please, Jesus, cure Luke.
And we pray for Liz with Chiari disease and so many of our friends who are hurting. We know so many, Lord. We just praise you, Lord.
And thank you, Jesus.
And all the new petitions that we received this week, we ask that you lift them, Lord Jesus, and you heal them and you cure them and you give them love and faith and confidence. And those that are going for tests that are asking for prayers, and those that are depressed, and please, Jesus, please let them know that you are truly their best friend. Stay by their sides and hold their hands.
You know, I know something is happening because I don't get images, but I have an image of John Paul II in Central Park with the young people calling him Papa, 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 and he's up there going, ooh, 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 so filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's our link. Yes. All of us with the mystical body of Christ tied together in the true love that only God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit can give us. And we know Mary is there smiling. I can almost, I have a picture of, I'm getting images today. Get a picture of Mary patting John Paul on the head saying, well done, good and faithful friend. Wow, Lord, thank you for that beautiful.
Thank you, and I have a very strong feeling that John Paul and Mary and Jesus are here amongst us today.
Right.
Amen.
And they're with us, and that they're hearing our prayers and our petitions.
And,
Thank you.
And you know, you said he was so impressed and in love with children. Would you sing Save the Children?
Sure.
You know, because, Tony, before they sing, how about talking about a day with Mary?
Yes.
On October 30th, we're going to have a Marian conference. It's going to be dedicated to Mary. And isn't it a wonderful way to close the month of October, which is dedicated to Mary?
Yes.
And it's going to be at Kellenberg High School, and it's going to be October 30th from 8 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. And it's going to be a hailing mass. There's going to be guest speakers, and it's going to be dedicated to our Blessed Mother.
How beautiful.
And if you're interested, I'll give you two numbers to call, the listeners, and John Palmer will be there, I'll be there, and some other people will be there. But if you're interested, you can call 516-676-1669. That's 516-676-1669 or 516-903-6630. That's 516-903-6630. We hope to see you all there.
And if you don't remember the phone numbers, just show up. Pay at the door.
Or,
we take your money any way we can get it.
Absolutely. Or email us at listenup1240@aol.com.
Save your children. We're running out of time.
Okay. Time goes so fast when we're having fun. Joy of the Lord. Yes.
So this was written because the Lord says, what do you want me to do? Say, Lord, save your children. That's what he told us.
I think Palmer's going to sing. Don't sing, Palmer.
I won't. I'll clap, though.
Yeah, amen. Peace will come to our war-torn world when we pray, Lord, save your children. Joy will come to our saddened world when we pray, Lord, save your children. Lord, save. Lord, save. Lord, save your children.
That includes us.
Lord, save. Amen.
Lord, save. Lord, save your children. Love will come to our selfish world when we pray, Lord, save your children. Hope will come to our battered world when we pray, Lord, save your children. Lord, save.
Lord, save.
Lord, save.
Lord, save
your children.
Pope John Paul is dancing.
Lord, save. Lord, save.
He's dancing with Mary.
Amen.
Lord, save.
Oh, boy. They're doing a square dance.
Lord, won't you stretch your hand, renew this whole generation.
Here on Long Island.
Lord, won't you help us stand and believe in your revelation. Save your children.
Let's all extend our hands.
Lord, won't you stretch your hand, renew this whole generation. Lord, won't you help us stand and believe in your revelation. Save your children.
We have this little rap coming up.
We may be cut off.
Okay.
Yep. Keep going with the Lord. Enjoy in your heart.
And thank you, Rhea.
Thank you so much.
This is what it is.
And what a sight. Palmer's dancing around the table.
He made you and me to live in peace, in harmony. He gave free will in pure love for us, that we would follow and live in trust. God gave the command, thou shalt not kill. Abortion and murder is not his will. God gave the law to help us to live. We turn our backs on him who forgives.
Pope John.
The culture of death tells only lies. If we seek our pleasures, we will surely die. We live in fear and evil abounds. Satan is working to take our crown.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.